lovely. So why would I? I can't think of anything. I haven't done it in years. But anyway, yeah, no, if you were listening to my QSO with Raymond, you would have heard about my weather report. I mean, it took a dive from yesterday to today. We had like 13 Celsius yesterday, a lot of rain, and today it took a nosedive. This morning it was negative one. I know that's not cold, that's not obsessively cold, but negative one compared to yesterday. So like I said to Raymond, we were in springtime yesterday, and today we're back into into winter. No snow. No snow. We might get some later on today and tomorrow if the forecast's right, but I don't think it's going to be anything really bad. I hope not, anyway. I don't have anything to do today, but tomorrow I've got to go to my daughter's for the day. And I don't like driving in bad conditions. I've got a great driving record, and I don't want to damage that. VE5RJM VA3HRY.
Yeah, VE5RJM returning here. Yeah, I'm like you there with the resolutions too. I just thought I'd throw that in there for a communication piece there. we don't do anything too excessive here either, so. But we like staying indoors and watching movies and stuff like that. So I suppose if I made the resolution, it would to clean my shack. That's probably what I would make a resolution for. I'm building another station downstairs in my place, and it's gonna take me a little time to get that all organized. So I want to clean up the shack that I use for my workspace and stuff like that a little bit better, so I could move around down there. Right now everything is in kind of disarray, but almost embarrassing. Anyways, I guess if I was to make a resolution, that's what it would be. But anyways, fine business on the weather there, and we've probably got enough. The amount of snow that we got here in December is probably in what we get all year. That gives you an idea of how much snow we've got here. I've probably got about 3 or 4 feet here of snow, and even though some of it's settled and blown away in the trees, it still came down, and then we got to this week coming up. We've got 3 days, I think. I don't know if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We're supposed to get some more snow here. So, and I was watching the news. Didn't get to the west here. It was talking about the East Coast and Ontario and Northern Ontario. You guys got quite the storm down there. With freezing rain and that sort of thing. So, do you got any of that freezing rain there at your QTH there? I can't remember what you told Raymond there. Back to you.
Yeah, and in our part of the world, excuse me, here, no, there was no freezing rain, no nothing. I know that part of Northern Ontario got really whammy. They're supposed to get whammy today, but we're really lucking out over here. We're in a banana belt. There's no other way to describe it. We really luck out a lot of times. The day before that, and the day before that, I think like 3 or 4 days ago, we got some minor freezing of some rain, but it didn't really work out to be too bad. Today is a little different, but we'll live through it. But You know, when you say 4 feet of snow, seriously. Oh, Randy, it's too bad you can't export the stuff. You could make some money. That's an awful lot of snow. And you get it all at once pretty well. I mean, getting it all in December. No. Anyway, I'm not a winter kind of guy, but if I lived way up north here in Ontario, I definitely would have a snowmobile, a couple of hunting rifles, a shotgun, and a cabin in the woods, and try to make the best of it. But give me the beach anytime. VE5RJM, VA3HLY.
VA3HLY, VE5RJM, yeah, for sure, me too. beach weather, good fishing weather, stuff like that, camping, all that kind of outdoor stuff we enjoy, quadding. Just love it. I used to hunt too, but I kind of give that up this year. Just getting to be too difficult with all the rules and too many rules and regulations and all that. And I'm getting too old to lift those big animals anymore. I can't do it. Even the small deer I have a tough time with. So yeah, it's and there's not much meat on a deer anyways, but it's always nice to make some jerky or something like that with it. But I like the summer here as well. Yeah, even though it's so short and it does go so fast, you know, because there's so many things we can do here. Wintertime, I suppose the ski resorts, you know, they're really loving this snow. Down here, and we've got a few of them in the province, and yeah, I can imagine January, February, March, or even right now here over the, once it warms up today, those ski hills are going to be packed. There's a lot of people that enjoy skiing and also cross country, not only downhill. So the trail makers will be out and all that fun stuff. It'd be even enjoyable to go ice fishing, which I used to do on a regular basis, but not so much anymore. And just the cold bothers me and stuff like that. And of course, it's my back pain that always comes into factor. But we've got some people that rent out huts. Everything's done for you. Wood's chopped, fire's on, holes are drilled. Just gotta put your hook on the leash, on the fishing line, and with a bait, and put it in the hole. So I really enjoy going with that. So, and I'll be taking my granddaughter, I think, one of these days, out for that. Once this weather starts to simmer down a bit. So hopefully January will be a nice month here for us. Anyhow, nice talking with you there, Henry. And we'll keep in touch. Maybe we'll have another Q solo later on. I want to see if Graham's back here. And maybe he'll like to say hello there to you as well. So I'll pass it back to you there for a final there. And keep safe and keep warm. And hopefully no damage from the winds there come, because we've had our fair share of wind here too. VA3HRY, VE5RJM.
Yeah, okay, very good, Randy. Yeah, and before I go, I've never done ice fishing. Never had a chance, never pursued it, but back in the 70s, I did a lot of small game hunting, pheasant, rabbit in our area, that kind of thing, and absolutely enjoyed doing that. But I, like yourself, exactly for the same reasons that you gave it up, I gave it up in the early 80s. I saw what was coming down the pike and rules and everything. Back then, they were talking about having written permission to walk through fields and that. And at the time, all hunters would just park their cars on the side of the road or on a concession road or something and walk into a field, and it was all acceptable. But things were changing. Gun laws were changing, so sold everything, gave it all up over the years, and never did it again. I miss it. I really, really miss it. But that's the evolution of things. Good talking to you, Randy, and I'll be listening for a while. You've probably heard me say this. So I think I'm going to go back to the kitchen, thinking about another cup. VE5RJM, VA3HOY, 73 Randy, good talking to you.